Welcome to the Magnify Your Miracles podcast. Get ready to be inspired, uplifted, and connected to the miraculous energy of unconditional love that I call Mother Mary. If you're a highly sensitive, highly creative entrepreneur or light worker, and you want to magnify your impact and your intuition, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Reverend Frances Faden, interfaith minister, intuitive coach, and author of Meditation is Friendship with God. I can't wait to share miraculous stories, books, meditations, messages, and interviews with other miraculous lightworkers just like you. Are you ready to magnify your miracles? What are we waiting for? Let's get started. Hello, my miraculous friend, and welcome to another episode of the Magnify Your Miracles podcast. This is Reverend Frances Faden, and I am so grateful that we get to spend some time together today helping you to magnify your miracles. I'm going to be sharing with you a book that I am loving. I am so enjoying this book. I think it will inspire you, especially if you're a spiritual entrepreneur, a visionary, somebody who is here as a light worker, ready to do big things in the world. You're going to love this book. I'm loving this book. But before we get to it, let's take a few deep breaths together and just get ourselves grounded and centered. Breathing in the energy of expansion, breathing out whatever you no longer need. And if you are in a car driving, please keep your eyes on the road. But you can still bring your awareness to your breath. And as we allow ourselves to receive the gift of this present moment, letting our body and our mind and our spirit all come into the now, we're getting ourselves ready to receive whatever inspiration, whatever insight we need to magnify our miracles. So knowing that that's exactly what's going to be happening, let's take one more deep breath together in gratitude, and we can begin. All right, well, welcome once again, my friend, the Magnify Your Miracles podcast. I have been talking the last couple of episodes about the six-figure secrets for coaches, light workers, spiritual entrepreneurs, and the like, and sharing with you some kind of basic, not basic as in like sharing some core, is the better word, some core principles, some core things that really are so important to create that foundation. That's really the word I was looking for, was core. Core foundational things. A lot of it, as I said in last week's episode, is about what's going on the inside. I said 90% of your success is your energy. And when I say energy, I'm talking about your thoughts, talking about your feelings, I'm talking about your actions, talking about your attitude, everything that affects your energy, the actions that you take, the actions that you don't take, any beliefs that you have, all of those things, they all manifest as your energy. And I've seen it with myself and I've seen it with other people, is that when we change our energy, we can really start to see things changing on the outside. And it's something that people, you know, sometimes have a hard time believing, but I live this and I've seen this myself. So it's something that I don't have a problem talking about with other people, because I'm like, yeah, this is how it works. Now, does it mean that everybody works at the same level all the time? No, it doesn't mean that. But you've probably seen for yourself that when you can go from being kind of sad or discouraged to even just getting yourself to feel a little bit hopeful, maybe a resource pops in that you hadn't seen before. Maybe something happened just because there's been a shift in your energy. Well, this book that I'm reading is called Chill and Prosper by Denise Duffield Thomas. I'm loving this book. And you know why? Because she wrote it, so I don't have to write it. Everything I would probably say about business, I mean, there's some things I would probably add to what she's saying, but it's in this book. And so I don't have to reinvent the wheel. I can just recommend it to you. And the truth about this book is that so many of the things that are in here, whether you're trying to get to your first five figures or your first six figures or you're heading towards seven figures or eight figures, the principles in here, like I said, these are like the core ideas. Principles in here are awesome. And she's really funny as a writer, which I always appreciate. And a lot of what she is saying are things that I have found to be true. So this idea of chill and prosper, I love this idea because as highly sensitive people, as highly creative people, as light workers, that are people that are here to do big things in the world, we don't want to be stressed out all the time. You know, the idea of push doesn't really work. It's never really worked for my personality. It just went through a period where I did it because that's what it seemed like you should do. But what's great about this book is she continues to take you through how you can do it differently and gives you suggestions of how you can do it differently. And she herself has a fabulous multi-seven-figure business, and she really lives what she's teaching. And I so appreciate that she says where you are in your journey as an entrepreneur is fine, you know, and you want to be doing things based on where you are. And one of the stories that she shares in here, which I think is so true, is sometimes somebody's just starting out and they think they need to hire a coach that's like a $100,000 mastermind coach. I've seen people do this. When I was starting out a while ago, I would see people mortgaging their house and doing all kinds of things, thinking that this one weekend with this $100,000 coach was going to make all the difference. And I'm so grateful that she says, probably not, not if you're just starting out. Now for her, she's doing things like going to Richard Branson's island for $30,000 for, you know, a weekend or something, because she needs to be in that environment with other seven-figure people and it's going to help her. But she says, if I was just starting out, that wouldn't be my priority. My priority would not be to go hang out with Richard Branson. My priority would be to be working with a coach that could get me very clear on who I work with, what I want my life to look like, helping me get comfortable with what I'm going to charge, like all those core things that I've been talking about in the last two episodes. Work with somebody at that level and make the most out of it. And then when you're ready, you work with somebody that's at the next level. And this is kind of how it goes for all of us, is that we're all in this journey together. So this book, let me tell you about it. One of the things I love about it is that it's divided into four parts. So you can spend as much time on the part that is, you know, for you as you need. And I love the fact that part one is mindset. You know, she calls it mindset. I would call it energy. But she's talking about your beliefs because a big part of her business is helping people overcome their money blocks. So she talks about mindset. The second part is about your business model. And that is making sure that the way that you're doing business matches and supports the life that you really want to have. So important. I talk about that with my clients all the time. Doesn't do us any good to create this amazing light worker business, and yet we're not living the life we want to be living. We're working all the time, whatever it might be. So your business model is really important, and it's really good to think about that as you're going. The third part is about money, and she talks a lot about money blocks and mistakes people make. But you know what's so awesome in this book? She gives you scripts in chapter 9 of how to have what she calls awkward money situations. And it's so helpful. I was reading it. I was like, oh my God, I wish I had this 10 years ago. What do you do when somebody requests a refund? How do you increase your prices? How do you let people know that your prices are going up? And she gives you these beautiful scripts in here. I'm like, oh my God, this is so helpful. And then part four is marketing. And I really like what she had to say about marketing. Marketing is really about connecting with people. It's really about relationships. That's all it's really about. And then connecting with them and letting them know how they can work with you. It's that simple. It doesn't have to be like rocket science, and it doesn't have to feel yucky. It's just you showing up, being your sparkly self, and then letting people know that you help either solve a problem or help them manifest a dream or whatever it is that you do that to share whatever it is that you have going on that can help them in whatever way. That's it in a nutshell. So I'm going to read a few things to you from part one in the mindset, because I just love what she said. And I got so, so much inspiration here. So she talks about how She's a big introvert, which made me smile because I'm like, oh, yay, an introvert with a multi-7-figure business. That's what I like hearing about in the world because I'm a big introvert. And she's been around for a while, right? And so here's one of the things that she says that I think is so important. There is a myth when you're out there that like there's only one person. It's like if you were a kid, you used to play that game, what was it called? King of the Hill. Everybody tried to get to the top of this like pile of dirt and you had to push other people off. I hated that game. You were like up at the top for like 2 seconds before somebody grabbed your leg and someone else was trying to get up there. It's a horrible game. But the truth of the matter is like that's how business is really set up. Business is set up that there's one person really at the top of the pyramid and everybody else is kind of, you know, below that. And you don't have to do it that way. You don't have to set your business up that way. And if somebody else is doing your idea, I want you to dance. I want you to do a little dance and go, woohoo, someone else is doing my idea. That means it's a viable idea. That means that there's an audience for this. So many people say to me, oh, there's already somebody who's coaching people about fill in the blank, health, relationships, creativity, spirituality, business, whatever. Fill in the blank. Oh, there's somebody that's already doing that. Yeah. How are they doing? Are they doing great? Wonderful. Because that one person cannot serve the billions of people who are on the planet who need that help. So if somebody's doing what you're doing, woohoo, that's awesome. And if somebody's not doing what you're doing, that can also be awesome if you have the wherewithal to be that trailblazer. And if you can, great. So no matter what, you can make it work for you. And that's the message of this book is no matter what, you can make it work for you when you're being true to your authentic self. So I'm going to read this to you. It's on page 8. The great news is that you don't have to be the best or the smartest to succeed in business. It is not a popularity contest, and there's more than enough room for everyone. But you do have to choose yourself. And that's one of the hardest mindset lessons to master. I deserve success. I'm good enough. I'm ready. I believe in myself. It feels presumptuous to choose yourself or to be too confident about your accomplishments. It feels audacious to say that you like and believe in yourself, let alone believe in your business success. She said, I once had a dude at a barbecue ask my husband how my business was going. And Mark said, great, actually. And the guy responded, well, some people will buy any old stuff, won't they? She said, I couldn't believe it. Obviously, if I was successful without working hard, I must somehow be scamming people. And then she's got a little quote in here from Madam C.J. Walker. She said, I had to make my own living and my own opportunity, but I made it. Don't sit down and wait for the opportunities to come. Get up and make them. And then on the top of page 9, she says, sometimes I forget that my business success is not the norm. I chose myself. I self-published my first books. I built my first website myself, and I had the audacity to run my own workshops before anyone else thought I was worthy enough. No way was I going to wait until the dice rolled a lucky number. I decided I was enough to get started and to build success despite what other people thought. Here's the thing. Nobody is going to give you permission to be successful. So stop waiting for external validation. I know. Waiting for someone to pick you can be excruciating. Remember at school when you had to line up and wait for the team captain to pick those that they wanted on their side. It can feel that way in business too, like someone else has to deem you ready for the big stage. The truth is that you'll never feel ready enough, and chances are that no one is going to choose you. You have to choose yourself. When I first started teaching personal development, I didn't exactly look and feel like a success story, especially when I drove up in my dodgy 20-year-old car with a saggy roof hanging around my ears. But I started small, and most importantly, I showed up and declared myself ready. My first few goal-setting workshops had 4 people on average, and then 10, and then 20. And now we regularly get hundreds to a seminar, maybe one day even thousands. I declared myself an author way before anyone else believed I was one. I wasn't waiting for someone else to choose me, and I wasn't waiting until I felt anointed by the universe. I decided that there was room for me. And yes, there's room for you too. There's room for the introverts and the extroverts, the natural leaders and the more quiet followers, the confident and the sensitive, all ages, sizes, and backgrounds. You don't have to be the best, and you don't have to compete against anyone to be successful. Why not you too? I love that. So that brings us back to something that I had said in the last week's episode. Actually, it was the week before. So part one of the six-figure success secrets, part one, I said, one thing I was asking you to do was to decide, make the decision that you're going to be a six-figure light worker. Make that decision. That's where you have to start. This is basically her saying the same thing. Choose yourself. Have faith in yourself. Say to yourself, if so-and-so can do it, I can do it. And or maybe not. Maybe just like, I'm giving myself permission to do it, even if nobody's done it. Just to really believe in yourself makes a huge, huge difference. Now, the second thing I'm going to tell you that's so important here, and this a lot of this is from the mindset chapter because I think this is so key. And I'll read a couple things from the other chapters, but I really want you to get this. It's so important. On page 11, be a contributor and not a guru. One of the most popular posts on my blog was 37 lessons from becoming a self-made millionaire. And lesson number 35 was, I'm a contributor, not a guru. As soon as I gave myself permission to contribute to the conversation about money and mindset and not have to be a guru or expert on it, my business became fun. If you truly and deeply care about a topic or a cause, be a contributor. Who cares if you don't know everything? You don't have to be the best to make a difference to somebody. I want you to write that down. You don't have to be the best to make a difference to someone. She continues, I didn't expect the response I got to that lesson. People took screenshots of it and messaged me to say how powerful it was and how relieved they were to hear that they don't have to be a guru to be successful. It resonated so deeply with people that I decided to include it in this book. And it's central to the chillpreneur philosophy. To me, it meant that I didn't have to try so hard. Suddenly, success in business seemed attainable. I could just show up and teach what I knew, and that was enough. I didn't have to be super special. I could be one of many voices. When I really got this, everything changed in my business. I gave myself permission to show up exactly as I am. I love that. It helped me to feel excited about my offering. It helped me to feel excited about offering my work to the world, to make offers to potential clients, and to extend invitations to people to join my money bootcamp, even though I was not Oprah. I also became a lot less precious about my work because I knew I didn't have to be completely groundbreaking or unique to make a difference to the people who needed to hear it from me. I worried less about competitors because I cared so much about the overall mission that heart-centered entrepreneurs change the way they feel about money. How can I begrudge anyone talking about money too when we're all striving to achieve the same outcome? So my friend, how does that make you feel? Does that inspire you? Obviously, she's talking to me. She's talking to heart-centered entrepreneurs. That's all of us. I could read this chapter on mindset over and over and over again. It's so, so important. And let me move a little bit forward. So designing your chillpreneur. So this book used to be called Chillpreneur. This is the new edition that's called Chill and Prosper. And one of the things she talks about is allowing your life to be easy. Let it be easy. Don't make things complicated. And I'm looking for the page here where she's talking about the ways that people procrastinate. I love this. She calls it procrastilearning. If you're someone who keeps taking course after course after course, she calls that procrastilearning instead of getting your work out there. The other thing that she calls that makes me laugh is she calls procrastibranding when you're futzing with your logo and your website and your colors rather than just connecting with people. So this is in part two, business models. And I think this is so important. chapter number 5, page 85, Protecting the Golden Goose. The quote is, we need to do a better job of putting ourselves higher on our own to-do list. That's a quote from Michelle Obama. So she says, you know the story of the golden goose. There are many variations, but it goes like this. A man has a goose that lays a golden egg every day. It makes him very rich, but he's impatient to become even richer as fast as possible. So he kills the goose to get all the golden eggs he thinks are inside. But of course, all he discovers is goose guts. And he realizes that in his greed, he's killed the source of his wealth. Aspiring chillpreneurs can learn a lot from this story. Namely, you are the golden goose. You can profit for a long time if you take care of yourself, but not if you kill the goose. There's nothing wrong with ambition. Entrepreneurs like us are wired to create, and I'm the kind of person who goes on holiday and gets business downloads during a relaxing massage. I love my business. Let's accept that we're lifelong entrepreneurs and we'll never run out of ideas. I used to be ashamed to acknowledge burnout because it felt like admitting weakness, but I don't know too many people who haven't experienced it at least once. Unfortunately, in my quest to churn out more golden eggs, I overcommit and overschedule and forget that I'm a human being, not a money-making machine. As my friend Amber McHugh says, don't try and boil the ocean. I know you have a lot of ideas gestating and they all want to be birthed right now, but you don't have to write all the books in your life right now. You don't need all the domain names. Be discerning and respect your season of life. If your business requires every drop of blood, sweat, and tears, it's only a matter of time before it catches up with you, either in the form of a health wake-up call or another type of forced intervention from the universe. Instead of having a long and profitable career, do you really want to burn out in a few years? Me neither. We can avoid that intervention by consciously protecting the golden goose, and it's never too late to start. And guess what the rest of this chapter is about? Boundaries. Boundaries, and also taking imperfect action. So, my friend, I could read this whole book to you because I love it so much and it's so helpful. And I'm so grateful she wrote it, as I said, so I don't have to write it. So many of the things in here are things that I would be sharing with you. And I'm actually going to start asking my clients to start reading this book because it's so valuable to keep you motivated, to give you ideas, and most of all, to give you permission to relax and to read story after story of people who said, you know, I was doing it the hard way. And I started asking myself, how could I make this easy? How could I make it easy? And I went from this business model to that business model. And now I'm at six figures or seven figures or whatever it might be. So wherever you are in your journey, if you're just getting started out and you want to really learn how to get the mindset and the business model, great. If you're somebody who maybe you've been doing it for a while, you're starting to feel a little stagnant and you want some new ideas, great. Then take a look at what she's talking about in the business model and the money side and even the marketing side. And no matter where you are, if anything else, it's such a joy to read somebody else saying, hey, I was there and now I'm here and I keep choosing to make my life simpler and simpler and easier and easier. I love that. One of the things Mother Mary's been talking to me about lately is, you know, I always say at the end of my podcast, what do I say? I say, your miracle's already here. Mother Mary's like, practice that every day. Practice being in the realization that your miracle's already here. If my miracle's already here, how can I uncomplicate my life so that I see it or that I experience it or that I realize it, whatever it might be? So I love this idea. It goes right in alignment with so many of the things that I believe on a spiritual path. You know, she's got her own personality. Not everybody is going to get along with her personality, and that's okay. But as a resource, my friend, highly recommend this book. Highly recommend this book. I'm going to reach out to her and see if she'd be willing to grace us with an interview. I know she probably does all the really high-end types of interviews because she's an introvert and very, very protective of her time. But you know what? Why not me? That's what she says, right? Why not me? Why don't I ask and see if she's willing to come and hang out here on the Magnify Your Miracles podcast. And maybe we'll have a fun conversation. So I'd love to hear your thoughts about this book. Did any of it resonate with you? Can you relate that with that idea of like, choose yourself, decide like, why not me? Why can't I be an author? Why can't I be a six-figure light worker? Why can't I be, whatever it is that you want to be, whatever it is that you're here on the planet to be, the best mom in the world, the best dad in the world, whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be about business, but choose it for yourself and say, why not me? I love that. And then if you feel inspired, I really recommend that you get this book, get it on audiobook, get it on Kindle, get it on paperback, whatever works for you. And give yourself a resource that is going to uplift you and it's going to carry you for a long time. And you'll be able to keep coming back to it. I think it's just so fun. So, so fun. So that's the book, my friend, Chill and Prosper by Denise Duffield Thomas. The new way to grow your business, make millions, and change the world. How does that sound? It sounds awesome to me. If you did enjoy this podcast episode, I would so appreciate it if you shared it with your friends, shared it with your family, any of your spiritual entrepreneur friends, if you have friends who are visionaries, who are spiritual thought leaders, anybody out there who you know is a light worker and could use a shot of inspiration, I would so appreciate it if you shared it. And of course, the most important thing is if you could leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. That makes a huge difference for me and really helps to get the podcast out to as many people as we can. All right, my friend. Well, I am so grateful to get to spend this time with you, and I look forward to talking to you again next week. Just remember that the key to magnifying your miracles is to know that your miracle is already here. God bless you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Magnify Your Miracles podcast. I'm so grateful to be able to spend this time with you. If you want even more inspiration, feel free to visit my website, francisfaden.com or magnifyyourmiracles.com. And if you did enjoy this episode, I would really appreciate it if you left a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever it is that you connect with awesome podcasts. Remember, the key to magnifying your miracles is remembering that your miracle is already here.